Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. I have a question for you. What do Brené Brown and Tony Robbins have in common? They're two very different people with two very different jobs in two pretty different arenas. How about if I added in names like Adam Grant or Gary Vee? Again, the opposites, but also very similar. Let's keep going. Amy Edmondson, Seth Godin, Simon Sinek, Steve Jobs, Marie Forleo, James Clear, Stephen Bartlett. The thing that all of these people have in common is that they are seen as thought leaders in their arena. And you don't have to like or agree with any of them to be able to recognize that they are considered an expert and a trusted source of information and inspiration in their particular space. And you have the opportunity to learn from that and position yourself as a trusted voice in your industry. And this will give you the opportunity to inspire and guide and teach and connect with your audience on a deeper level, like each of these people do. And just like them, some people will love what you do and some people won't. And that's okay, because one of the first lessons you learn in business is that you are not for everyone. So a lot of the time when we think about standing up and being a thought leader in our industry, it's those negative voices. It's the potential trolls that hold us back and stop us saying the thing that we deeply and fundamentally believe, because we know probably half the people we're speaking to will disagree with us. But thought leadership isn't just another like buzzword or catchphrase that's having its moment. It can actually have a serious impact on your business's growth. The goal in creating thought leadership is carving out an area in your field where you get to lead the conversation. You're just not taking part in it. You're not just following the trend. You're actually standing out from the crowd. So your expertise gets to shine and your insights show people why you're different from your competition, why they should choose you. But thought leadership doesn't just come from knowledge that you have. It's about being able to apply that knowledge in a different way, so that you become a visionary or a leader that others can look to when they need guidance or inspiration in that space. As a thought leader, you want to influence how others think about or approach situations, problems, issues, challenges, ideas in your area. As a small business owner, having this thought leadership establishes you as a trusted go-to resource for your customers instead of just another follower in a generic crowded market. It's about leading through ideas and teaching and creating value in that way, not just through what you offer and the services that you sell. Figuring out and displaying your thought leadership is a long-term strategy. It's about figuring out where you have that expertise, nurturing it, thinking about it, coming up with different ideas, sharing those ideas, sharing them again and again. So it's an investment. But on the other side of that investment is a powerful tool for your business's growth, and a powerful tool that doesn't expire like a social media post. Being seen as a thought leader enhances your credibility and increases your visibility in a market because you stand out, so people are aware of you. This means that it opens up networking opportunities for you, invitations to speak, and can lead to collaborations and partnerships. If we go back to the idea of a buzzword, the other big buzzword at the moment, or has been for a while, is authenticity, right? There is nothing more authentic than being the person who stands up and speaks with their own voice, rather than simply parroting what others are already saying. And it's not enough to just have the thought leadership out there. We also want to make sure that we're integrating that into our business. It's a core part of our brand in the same way our core values are a part of us. And then how do we pull that into our operations? How do we use what we speak about in our decision-making, in how we deal with our customers, in how we run our business day to day? Because that's the real authenticity. It's the practicing of what you're preaching. So yes, we want to do the thought leadership and do the preach part of it, but then we need to integrate it into our business so that people see us practicing that thing. For example, if you're out there with a take on work-life balance and are working 23 hours a day in your own business, that's jarring to any customer who potentially wants to work with you. That erodes the trust. There's not enough for you to just come up with the thought leadership, which I think a lot of people think it is. It's about just like having the thought leadership. But if you believe that strongly, that you're prepared to stand up and say that and stand for it, you have to bring that into your business. Or as soon as someone starts to work with you, they're going to feel that disconnect and all the trust that you've built is going to be eroded. If we take a step back, thought leadership is really about you owning your expertise, sharing the insights that you have and adding value to the world at large, but specifically to your people. And it's okay if not everyone agrees with you, but it's about shaping perceptions and influencing conversations that are happening within your industry. And that in turn creates trust and expertise and credibility for you and your business. And all of those drive long-term growth and sustainability. So what is your thought leadership strategy?